This lesson is all about how to build a content engine for your business using the Facebook Messenger chatbots, and specifically with ManyChat to facilitate that. So what do I mean by a content engine? Basically, what we're going to talk about is how to set up a chatbot so that your blog content is broadcast every time a new post goes live. Now, this strategy works for both cold, warm, and hot traffic. Why? Because content is king, and in many cases, it's the first touch point that a new prospect has with you and your business. Content, and quality content in particular, is a fabulous way to start the process of the know, like, and trust factor so that you can start to grow that in a way that isn't salesy. You know, that's why content is so, so important, and why you'll hear over and over again that you should be blogging, you need to be blogging. Did I say that already? You need to be blogging. Content is absolutely king. And the value to being able to share your content is that you can attract new peeps and serve those that are already in your community in a way that gives value back to them. And it also saves our tribe from hunting and pecking for our content. In other words, the reality of it is kind of like harsh, I guess is the best way to say it. Most people won't come back to our blog, you know, routinely, unless we are a major entity, you know, where a lot of traffic is generated by virtue of just being kind of the top of the pile. But for most of us, our tribe is going to run into our content. You know, they're going to bump into it, or we're going to have a way to draw their attention to it, whether that's social media or emailing our list, or in this case, leveraging the power of a chatbot to get your content in front of not only new people, but also our old folks, you know, or the people that are already a part of our community or part of our tribe. It's a fabulous way to deliver value-based content and do so in a routine way. You know, they become used to seeing our content if we're consistent. Consistency is a huge key to leveraging the power of content. Like I said earlier, it's a way to build that know, like, and trust factor in a sequential kind of build upon each piece's content way. And the big biggie here is obviously when you leverage this particular strategy, it's a way to drive traffic to your website. And that's when the real magic starts. And if, for those of you who are leveraging the power of Facebook ads, retargeting is fabulous. It really, really is fabulous. So if people are just beginning to get to know you, you know, and they see a piece of your content and they go to your website, they go to check it out, they read it, wow, this was pretty cool, but they don't really do anything besides reading the content. And maybe they're not ready to buy. Maybe your piece of content didn't entice them to check out the rest of your website, etc. So there's lots of reasons that people don't initially buy. That said, in fact, most people don't go to a website first time and purchase unless they're looking to buy. But from a content standpoint, most people are there to consume content. They're not there initially to make a purchase. But once they land on your website to consume content, a blog post, for example, then you can track them leveraging the Facebook ad pixel. So when they come back to a Facebook, in other words, they've read your content, they've left your website, you can, one, retarget them for additional content, or even a direct sale. You can even go so far as to start to segment those audiences based on the type of content that they looked at. For example, if I'm giving away, if somebody lands on my website, let me restate this. If someone lands on my website and they're looking at Facebook content, they might come back to Facebook and lo and behold, there's an ad from me that's giving them a lead magnet or a freebie that's related to Facebook. And they might take me up on that. That drops them into kind of a sales sequence. You know, they get an upsell for my mini course and maybe a future course. But the point is that that retargeting process is golden. It's a huge opportunity for you. This is similar to an RSS feed. And I know a lot of people are like, well, does anyone still use RSS feeds? Absolutely. People are paying attention to specific people who they feel have a level of expertise that they can get great value from. They want that content routinely. And if you can feed them that content in an automated way, they are going to love that, love you up. And that's a part of the know, like, and trust factor, building out that relationship, ultimately with the end goal, obviously, of hopefully creating a customer through that relationship process. Whoa, Nellie. Whoa. This all sounds great, right? But what's the process here? You know, how do you set this up? Can you just random willy-nilly message everyone your blog content? So no, I think you need to be very cognizant of the value that this presents for your business, but I would like to caution you to realize that you can't just send your blog content to everyone. In other words, this isn't just do it kind of thing. From a marketing standpoint, I think you have to be very careful that you take the time to ask for permission. You know, if you're going to set up your blog feed using ManyChat, then you want to make sure you have permission from an end user to send them routine content like your blog content. Most people will agree to that because it's value, it's free, it's, you know, it makes sense. It's not like you're asking them to buy something. But again, it's very important that you ask for this permission. So how do you do that? Well, let's say, for example, you're doing a Facebook Live and you're talking about content that is covered in one of your blog posts. In fact, this is one of my core strategies with Facebook Live. I will cover a blog post, the content that is written down in a blog post, and then I'll say, maybe there's five tips in that blog post, and I'll go live on Facebook and I'll cover three of them. And then I'll say, go to my website and get the other two tips. That's one core strategy where you can, say, hey, this is a blog post. If you'd like to receive my blog content all the time, you know, comment below kind of thing. That's one way to get their permission. You can ask in your sequences if you have permission to send them other types of content. That's a way, again, to, get people to raise their hand and say, yeah, that sounds good. I'd like that kind of content, too. You can also email your list and have them message your page to get a specific blog. So, you know, you can send out an email message that says, hey, you know, in order to get this particular blog, message my page and it'll be automatically delivered to you. And oh, by the way, you know, would you like this to show up in your inbox each and every week or every twice a week or whatever your blogging system looks like? So this is kind of the process, and I share kind of the process with you to kind of get your creative juices flowing. How would this look like for you, and how would it work for your business? It's going to vary depending on what you want to do and how you want to leverage the power of your content in a content engine or a content chatbot using ManyChat. I'll see you in the next video.